Hello, friends, and thanks for tuning in to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. In this edition, I'll provide you with updates on our local soccer and baseball teams as they get ready for important region matchups and games in efforts to reach the GHSA state playoffs. I'm Charles Wilson, your host, and we remind you that the Bartow Sports Zone podcast is presented by Elite Stone Supply, St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point, Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones investment advisor, and Three-Way Campers in Marietta. I'll also catch you up on all the local high school track and field action from this past week and this past weekend right after this quick timeout. You're listening to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. Whether you love them or can't stand them, surprises are part of life. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you get ready for whatever life throws your way. He'll work with you to meet your changing needs and to help you end up where you want to be. And while there's never a good time to experience unexpected costs, Derek can help make them feel a little less unexpected. For an appointment, call Derek Strange at 770-386-4545. Edward Jones, member SIPC. All right, well, let's get right to it and take a look at some of the track and field action from the past week and this past weekend. On Saturday, Woodland was at the Rome Invitational. The Woodland boys placed fourth, and the Lady Cats finished sixth out of 14 teams. The meet was won by the Rome girls and the Rome boys. Creekview High School was second in both the girls and the boys' meets. Top results for Woodland on the Lady Cats team: Elias Strachan won the 100-meter dash and had a 12.83 mark. Josavia Bryan was fifth in 13.05. Olivia Berry was second, and Addison Brown was fourth in the 3,200-meter run. Melanie Rodriguez placed fifth in the 100-meter hurdles with an 18.80 mark. The Woodland girls 4x100-meter relay team finished fourth, and the 4x400-meter relay team was second in 4:32.05. For the Wildcats, Jamarian Walker was fourth with a 51.56 in the 400-meter dash. Andy Forsyth finished second in the 800-meter run. His time was 2:02.75. Landon McSwain won the 3,200-meter run in 9:54.36. McSwain was second, and Andy Forsyth was third in the 1,600-meter run. Zachary Wiggins won the 300-meter hurdles in a 40.20, and the Wildcats 200-meter, 400-meter, and 800-meter relay teams placed either third or fourth. Jalen Benham was third in the high jump, clearing 5.6. Jamarian Walker was third in the long jump and fourth in the triple jump. And Heath Tatum cleared 11 feet and was third in the pole vault. The Cass track and field teams competed at the Mohawk Warrior Invitational at Gordon Central on Saturday. The Cass girls finished 8th of 12 teams. Kennesaw Mountain won the meet, followed by Calhoun and Sonoraville. The Cass boys were 7th at that same meet, won by Model, with Calhoun coming in 2nd. For Cass results, Caitlin Godwin was 1st in the 100-meter, 200-meter, and 400-meter dashes. She was a 12.25 winner in the 100, 25.81 in the 200, and 59.11 in the 400. The Lady Colonels 4x100-meter relay team finished 2nd at that meet. K.K. Evans was 4th in the high jump. On the boys' side, Ian Williams placed 5th in the 200-meter dash. Critton Gearhart was 3rd in the 800-meter run and the 1,600-meter run. Leonardo Galena was 4th in the 3,200-meter run. And the Colonel's 4x100-meter relay team finished 3rd. Their 4x200-meter relay team was 5th. On Thursday, Cartersville hosted 6 other teams at Wineman Stadium. Local event winners were Caitlin Godwin of Cass. She won the 100, 200, and 400-meter dashes. The Lady Colonels 4x100-meter relay team was first. K.K. Evans won the high jump with a leap of 5-1. Nalia Woods won the long jump with a 15.3.25 mark and was second in the triple jump. Kiana McDaniel won the shot put with a 35.5 mark. The Cass boys 4x800-meter relay team was second, and Critton Gearhart was second in the 800-meter run. For the Cartersville girls, Vivi Vest won the 800-meter run just ahead of teammate Kylie Hamm in 2 minutes 33 seconds. Layla Booth won the 300-meter hurdles with three teammates taking the next three spots. The Lady Canes 4x400-meter relay team won. Amira Davis was second in the high jump, and Taft Bradley won the discus throw with a mark of 89.9. For the Cartersville boys, Steven Rouser won the 200-meter dash in 22.32. Christian Lando was second at 22.81. Kamari Mitchell won the 400-meter dash in 51.24. Barrett Stepp won the 800-meter run in 206.15. Malachi Vosberg won the 1600-meter run in 440.77. Montarius Talbert won the high jump, clearing 6-2. Caleb Cooley was second in the 100-meter dash at 11.44. Micah Sanders took second in the 3,200-meter run. And Jackson Montgomery was second in the triple jump. The Hurricanes 4x400-meter relay team won in 3 minutes 30 seconds, 0.97, and their 4x100-meter relay team finished second. The Adairsville Lady Tigers and Tigers competed last Tuesday at Kahala Creek. The Lady Tigers won the five-way meet ahead of Northwest Whitfield and Lakeview Fort Oglethorpe. The Adairsville boys were also winners. They finished ahead of Northwest Whitfield and Kahala Creek. Callie Victoria won the 1600-meter run, and Sadie Abernathy placed second for the Lady Tigers. Some second-place finishes included Aliyah McBride in the girls' 100-meter dash and high jump, Sadie Abernathy in the 800-meter run, Ella Bailey in the 100-meter and 300-meter hurdles, also second in the long jump, and Nicole Perez in the shot put with a 32.08 mark and a second place in discus throw, a 103.7.5 mark. For the Tigers, Braden Cochran won the 300-meter hurdles, Kenneth Wilkie won the high jump, clearing 6 feet. Noah Matthews and Charles Coleman finished 1-2 in the long jump. Matthews also won the triple jump. Weston Crisp was second in the 200-meter dash. Victor McQueen was second in the 110-meter hurdles. The Tigers 4x100-meter relay team, comprised of Kenneth Wilkie, Charles Coleman, Weston Crisp, and Noah Matthews, placed second. Their 4x800-meter relay team, comprised of Griffin Bozeman, Logan Franklin, Aaron Saunders, and Norman Pock, finished second. This week in track and field, Adairsville competes at Calhoun on Tuesday in a 5-team meet. Cartersville and Cass will run at Darlington on Wednesday in a 5-team meet. Then Cass, along with Woodland, will run at the Dalton Invitational on Saturday. We're up on our next break here on the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. When we return, we'll get to our local soccer update.
Hey folks, this is Sean from St. Angelo's Pizza next to Lake Point Sports. Nothing goes better with bracketology and March basketball than a hot pizza, delicious wings, and our award-winning knots. Check out our tournament winner and pizza of the month, the Pesto St. Angelo, for only $9.99. And for you wing lovers, you know wings aren't just for football anymore. They're the foundation of any good basketball party, and we have our own Sweet 16 flavors to choose from. So come watch with us on Old Alatoona Road or order online at stangelos.com. That's stangelos.com.
Welcome back to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Charles Wilson. Before we get started on this next segment, I want to invite all of you to join in on the fun and excitement of March Madness with the Bartow Sports Zone Bracket Pick'em Contest presented by St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point. Go to any of our social media sites on Facebook, X, the former Twitter, or just go to bartowsportszone.com to find a link to register your free bracket. The best three brackets entered will win fabulous food prizes from St. Angelo's. First place is a $50 food prize winner. Second place is $30 in food prizes. And third place is a $20 food prize win. It's always a lot of fun, and you can take all of the local bragging rights by having one of our best brackets. So get out there and fill out your bracket and get it submitted to the Bartow Sports Zone Bracket Pick'em Contest presented by St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point. Right now, let's get back to our updates with a look at this past week's action in soccer on the pitch. Start with the girls' soccer team, the Adairsville Lady Tigers. They are 8-3 on the year, 3-1 in Region 6-3A. They won at Ringgold 8-0 last Tuesday, and despite a 2-1 home loss to 6th-ranked Bremen, played possibly their best match of the year, according to their head coach, Dave Sexauer. The Adairsville girls host Gilmer on Monday night at 5:30 and will entertain a region match with Lakeview Fort Oglethorpe on Friday with a 5 p.m. kickoff. The Cartersville Lady Canes are now 6-5 on the year, 2-0 in Region 7-5A. They beat visiting Calhoun 3-1 on Friday night. They also suffered a 3-0 loss earlier in the week. The Cartersville girls play Hiram at home on Tuesday at 6 p.m. and visit Cass on Friday night at 5:30. The Woodland Lady Cats are 5-2 on the year. They're 0-2 in region play. They won 6-1 at East Paulding last Tuesday, but lost 4-0 last Thursday night at Dalton. Two important Region 7-5A matches this week for the Lady Cats. Tuesday, they are at Cass at a 5:30 kickoff, and Friday night at Calhoun. And the Cass Lady Colonels, who are 3-6 on the year, also 0-2 in Region 7-5A. They lost 2-1 at Hiram last Tuesday. They will be at home against Woodland on Tuesday night at 5:30, and they're at home against Cartersville on Friday. That is also a 5:30 p.m. start. Let's look now at our local boys' soccer teams, starting with the Adairsville Tigers, who are 3-4-2 on the season. They are 2-1 in Region 6-3A. They won 2-1 at Ringgold last Tuesday, but lost at home on Thursday to the second-ranked Bremen Blue Devils by a score of 3-1. The Tigers host Gilmer on Monday at 7:30 and LFO on Friday at 7 p.m. The Cartersville Hurricanes are 2-9 on the year, 0-2 in Region 7-5A. They lost 7-1 to Calhoun at home on Friday night and lost 6-2 at Creekview last Tuesday. The Hurricanes host Hiram at home on Tuesday and will visit Cass on Friday night. The Woodland Wildcats are 7-2 on the year. They are 0-2 in region play. The Wildcats won their first 7 games and were ranked as high as number 3 in some of the polls in Class 5A, but they lost twice last week, dropping a 2-0 decision at Kennesaw Mountain and a 2-1 loss on Thursday at Dalton. They have region games this week at Cass on Tuesday night and at Calhoun on Friday. Both of those are 7:30 p.m. kickoffs. And the Cass Colonels are 8-2-1 on the year. They're 2-0 in region play in Region 7-5A. They lost 1-0 at home last Tuesday night to Cahulla Creek, who is the number 4 team in Class 3A. They then won an 8-1 victory on Friday over Hiram. The Colonels, who fell out of the Class 5A top 10 following their loss to Cahulla Creek, they host Woodland and Cartersville this week on Tuesday and Friday. Both games are scheduled for 7:30 p.m. and will go a long way in determining the seeding for the state playoffs for Region 7-5A. By the way, Dalton is ranked number 2 in the state, according to Score Atlanta, but Cass currently holds a win over the Catamounts earlier in the season. Coming up next, a complete look at last week's local high school baseball action and a preview of the week to come. So stick around. We'll be right back with the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. Keep your property in top-notch shape this season with a new Husqvarna mower from Elite Stone Supply. With all your residential and commercial mower needs, Elite has zero turn and riding models in all price levels. Check out the robotic mowers too. Come explore all the Husqvarna mower options at Elite Stone Supply. Across from Racetrack at 9 Baker Road, just north of Cartersville on US 41. Call 770-387-3007 on Facebook and online at EliteStoneSupply.net. To win in sports, you need to adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you create a game plan for your financial goals. He'll help you look at the big picture and help you plan for your future. Call Derek at 770-386-4545 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey folks, this is Sean from St. Angelo's Pizza next to Lake Point Sports. Nothing goes better with bracketology and March basketball than a hot pizza, delicious wings, and our award-winning knots. Check out our tournament winner and pizza of the month, the Pesto St. Angelo, for only $9.99. And for you wing lovers, you know wings aren't just for football anymore. They're the foundation of any good basketball party, and we have our own Sweet 16 flavors to choose from. So come watch with us on Old Alatoona Road or order online at stangelos.com. That's stangelos.com.
Welcome back to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Charles Wilson, bringing you an update on all the local sports action at the high school level for the past week and getting you ready for the week to come. Let's turn our attention now to the baseball diamond and start with the Adairsville Tigers, who swept a home doubleheader with the Jones County Greyhounds on Saturday, winning 10-4 and 9-0. They improved to 7-3 on the season. They also beat Tryon with a late-inning run on Thursday to win 3-2 against Jones County on Saturday. The Tigers took advantage of a 7-run fourth inning to beat the Greyhounds in the opening game. The big inning included 3 walks, 3 Adairsville hits, and 2 Jones County errors. Ryan Farr picked up the pitching win in middle relief for starter Dawson Craig. Then in game 2, 3 Adairsville pitchers, Caden Coker, McCaden Huffstetler, and Jarrett Scott shut out the Greyhounds and limited them to only 3 hits and 4 walks. Peyton Bowen led the Tigers offense with 4 hits and 4 RBIs in the doubleheader. 5 other Adairsville hitters, Harrison Cole with an RBI, Jack Nelson with a double and 4 RBIs, Scott with a double, sack fly and 2 RBIs, and Hayden Blaylock with a triple and 2 RBIs, they all had 2 hits each. The Tigers began Region 6 AAA play on Tuesday and Thursday with a home-and-home series against the 10-0 Ridgeland Panthers. Adairsville also has a region game this Friday night against Gordon Lee at 5:55. The Cartersville Purple Hurricanes are ranked number 1 in Class 5A. They're currently 11-3 on the year and 3-0 in Region 7-5A after a sweep of Calhoun last week as both teams opened up region play. Cartersville won 7-5 on Tuesday at Calhoun and then swept a doubleheader 12-2 and 5-2 on Thursday at home. The Canes bats terrorized their opponent with Luke Miller and Aiden Larkin at the top of the order, then Caleb Daniel, Andrew Purdy, and Cameron Cochran in the 3-5 spots. And as good as their bats can be, the pitching can be even better. Ryan Johnson, Logan Shrewsbury, and Sawyer Wilson have been solid, and there are more arms waiting in the wings right behind those guys. Cartersville, currently ranked number 1, as we mentioned, in Class 5A, has only 1 loss to a Georgia team. It occurred over in Hoover, Alabama, at the Perfect Game Showdown Tournament to the Pickens Dragons. The Canes start a 3-game series with Woodland on Tuesday at home. The series then moves to Woodland on Thursday and will conclude on Friday at Richard Bell Field. All of those game times are 5:55. The Woodland Wildcats enter the week with a 9-4 overall record. They are 2-1 in Region 7-5A. They won 2 of 3 this past week playing the Dalton Catamounts to begin region play. The road team won each one of those games. Woodland won 13-1 on Tuesday, lost 9-8 on Thursday, and then won 6-2 on Saturday night. Austin Daves picked up the pitching win Saturday by retiring the final 11 outs. He allowed just 1 unearned run on 1 hit and 2 walks. He struck out 6. Aiden Ray went 2 2/3, did not allow a run. He gave up 2 hits, 5 walks, and struck out 4. He made the pitching start for Woodland in that game. Connor Sturmer had two hits, including a double and three RBIs for the Wildcats offense. Mason Williams with an RBI, Jonathan Ryan, Joshua Hicks, and Ray added one hit apiece. The Wildcats play a three-game series with Cartersville that begins Tuesday in Atco. The Cass Colonels enter the week with an 8-6 record. They're yet to play a region game. They did win two of three non-region games last week, winning road games at Cahulla Creek and Campbell. Their only loss of the week came to the Lafayette Ramblers at home. Cass begins its region schedule on Tuesday at Dalton, and they will lean on the middle part of their order for run production from Chase Tatum, Caden Roberts, and Nick Wright. And they'll need some consistency on the mound from starters Hunter Lovett, Trenton Payne, and Roberts. Tatum has been the big arm in some late-inning performances for the Colonels as well. And they've used Justin Peace in a reliever role also. The Colonels will host the Catamounts on Thursday and play the third game of that series in Dalton on Friday. And the Excel Christian Academy Eagles are 2-3 on the year. They're 2-2 in their GAPS Region 1 of Division 1A. They lost all three of their games played last week, falling to Holy Ground Baptist Academy and losing to Hearts Academy. Some of the biggest news of the week came in the Georgia Association of Private and Parochial Schools' decision to allow the Eagles' female player, Amanda Davison, to return to the roster. GAPS had originally ruled that the young lady, who is a senior, was not eligible to play baseball according to league rules, but reversed its rule last week and reinstated her to the roster. Davison and a female member on the Hearts Academy team both played in last Thursday's game against one another. It's a busy schedule this week for the Eagles. Monday, they play at Johnson's Ferry Christian. They are home on Wednesday against Cornerstone Prep Academy, home Thursday against the Kings Academy, and at Cornerstone on Friday. Well, don't forget to check BartowSportsZone.com for your daily local sports content and updates. We're also available on Facebook, the former Twitter X, and Instagram. And you can also check us out on Friday mornings from 7:10 until 9 a.m. on the Bartow Sports Zone radio show on WBHF in Cartersville. That's at 100.3 FM and AM 1450. We're also now on the all-new WBHF app, where you can listen anywhere in the world on the app or via WBHFradio.org. Coming up this Friday on the live radio show, we'll visit with Brenton Baggett and Greg Height of the Bartow County Recreation Department and Bartow County Little League Softball and Baseball. We'll spend some time also with Cartersville High School baseball coach Kyle Tucker. It should be a great show, so tune in live or pick it up here on the podcast later in the day. Well, thanks again for checking in. I'm Charles Wilson. Until next time, you've been listening to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast.